Yes.
And so that was one thought. And then I have another question. It goes back to number five. It's the language that's used. It just catches me. Because when, you know, and I hear what we're saying, but the way he explained it, mind against mind. And so if I'm pushing against, I don't want, to me, and you can help me, here's this thought mind of thought. I don't want it, and I'm pushing against it. Well, if I'm pushing against the thought, and I'm beating it down, and using my tongue and all the energy in my body, I'm actually more attached to it because of that. And so it's never made sense to me the way it's written, because to me I see it as more attached to.
Yeah, and so much of what we resist strenuously usually gives it more power.
Yeah. Persists.
Yeah. So that, and yeah, Buddha was obviously more skillful than us. So, but you know, I think that it's important to take note of even if it doesn't really work for us, it is an option that the Buddha mentioned, even if it is last. It's probably not to be discounted, but it's also you have to pay attention to, well, what actually works for me.
Yeah.
And that technique has never really worked for me.
So. But realizing that it's not the first line of approach, you know, and that it's only when that particular train of thought is going to be so overwhelming that it's going to really cause you to do something, body, speech, or mind, that's a lot worse than what you would do if you were to really just push it away. I mean, this is like extreme examples, you know.
Yeah,
it's like if you're caught in a thought that's leading you close to murdering somebody, as a very strong example, then it's better to crush your mind.
Crush your teeth and don't go murder somebody.
Yeah.